Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Gerken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Bain. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Langford reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan takes first base on ball four. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Sumha moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Lind steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Tote. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Sumha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumha is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sumha hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gherkin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Reagan scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0-for-1 in the game. Bain hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Tote races over to make the catch. The throw to the third, and Sewell is out, for the double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Summa moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. Gerken moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 2 in the game. Bain takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Morgan steals third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Summa takes first base on ball 4. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruffing hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Langford. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruffing scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Phil Toad. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.